Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 15th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and indeed we're sitting here together today. We weren't on Friday. It's great to have her with me again. We both prepare these messages and consider it a joy now to share it through podcast. Today's message is titled, The Perishing Hope of the Godless. And it's based upon a scripture text from Job chapter 8, 11 through 15.
Can papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds thrive without water? While still growing and uncut, they wither more quickly than grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless. What he trusts in is fragile. What he relies on is a spider's web. He leans on his web, but it gives way. He clings to it, but it does not hold.
The other day I was doing some yard work along the side of our house and walked right into a big spider web. I even felt the bump of the spider as I quickly drew back and flailed about attempting to shake off the nearly invisible tangles of silk that clung to me. I wasn't really worried about getting tangled in the web or being eaten by the spider, but spider webs are yucky and creepy, and I don't want a spider bite, poisonous or not.
We have a row of sedum planted along the walkway leading up to our front door. Sedum is a perennial flowering plant that attracts bees like a magnet, also wasps, butterflies, and other flying insects. On a hot afternoon, the entire row of these plants are swarming with flying critters.
Interestingly, but not surprisingly, the spider also builds its home on the sedum. In fact, today we have a photo of a spider and the web on the sedum. It makes its web another type of magnet that the other flying creatures sure don't want to get caught in.
Well, Job is a remarkable book. Probably when most of us consider Job, we recall the tremendous trial he endured. But there are so many gems of wisdom throughout the book. Today's portion is from a discourse by Bildad the Shuhite, one of Job's friends.
The scripture portion begins with a timeless observation from nature. A question, can papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds thrive without water? And scripture answers the question. While still growing and uncut, they wither more quickly than grass.
This is immediately followed by the statement in our daily text. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless.
A truth is then developed based on the observation of a spider's web. I quote again from the text. What he trusts in is fragile. What he relies on is a spider's web.
God's intended purpose for the web is very efficient for its inhabitant. Spend some time observing nature and you will see the hapless tiny creatures resting comfortably for hours on end in their customized webs. But it would be absolutely foolish for me, as a human, to count on a spider web to provide hope for my eternal destiny. Such absurd thinking is described by Bildad in verse 15. He leans on his web, but it gives way. He clings to it, but it does not hold.
Job's friend humorously illustrates what the majority of people do rather than put their hope, trust, and reliance in the Lord. Today, let us hide this important truth deep within our hearts. And I end with another scripture portion from Psalm 31, 23 and 24. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
Let's all pray together. God, you are the only source of eternal life to whom I can cling. I'm confident that you will be with me to the end of my life here on this earth. I'm grateful for the many people who bring me support, encouragement, and companionship from day to day. They are a source of joy as they enrich my life daily. But as I grow older, I'm recognizing that nothing stays the same, and much of what I came to rely on is no longer available. Losses of people very dear to me and things once considered important no longer capture my attention. I find great comfort as I cling to the words of the 73rd Psalm. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none that I desire on earth beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we prepared for Monday, September 15th, 2008. We do have a number of photos up on the web today, more than usual, in fact. Some reflecting the events of our weekend, all the way up to a photo taken probably just about an hour ago. When we were out, we took a steer somewhere, and Brooksine got a couple plants in a greenhouse, and they had a greenhouse cat just sitting on the right where she paid the bill. It was a cute sight. Well, thanks for joining us. We also have music suggested today, including some songs that we have posted from our own home studio. Now, that can sound overstated because our home studio is nothing more than our office and the same tiny microphone we use for our podcast. But yesterday we had some friends over and we made some songs of scripture verses set to tunes for a discipleship class. And we have at least one of those posted up today, along with a picture of the singers as they prepared their music. Thanks so much for joining us today. Stay encouraged and stay faithful.